Proclamation number 3598 of 9th of November, 1945. God's will governs all forces. Free will. All forces must obey me, for my will rules heaven and earth and also the kingdom of the underworld. Only there do I withdraw my will where, through the development of free will, the beings shall decide for me or my adversary. And this also explains the great injustice on earth which people inflict on each other. It also explains the influence of spiritual forces on people's thinking, which likewise can be shaped for good or bad by the human being's free will. For the human being is meant to prove himself on earth. He is meant to pass the test, the passing of which makes him a free, powerful being. And yet my will is above all. Temptations are also permitted and a blessing for the human being if he passes them. But I never approve of what evil will gives birth to, be it on earth or in the spiritual kingdom. And the forces of darkness plunge themselves into ever greater sin, into ever greater darkness, if they contribute to confusing people's thinking on earth, if they encourage them to act badly and thus make them cost sinners. The bad remains bad even if I let it come to fruition through my permission, even if it serves to transform human will again. And therefore everything bad has to be atoned for on earth or in the beyond. And the natural consequence of sin is suffering and adversity already on earth, because it is an expression of unkindness and because unkindness always overturns my eternal order and thus results in disorder, which is never a sign of happiness for people. Where there is suffering and earthly hardship, there is also a state of disorder which always has unkindness as its cause. The forces of the underworld are also increasingly active there, for they find good soil for their sowing. They spread hatred and envy again and contribute to ever greater disorder. This can never correspond to my will and yet I allow it so as not to make the human will unfree. Yet the human being has to answer for himself if he has not used his will correctly. And in order to make the wrongness of his will clear to him, I also allow the effects of evil thinking in all severity, so that he will come to realization and change himself and his will. For this is the human being's aim on earth. I gave him life for this purpose, but also his freedom of will. Just as I also give the spiritual forces the freedom to influence people according to their own will. Yet my will is above all else, and it governs all beings in infinity in all wisdom and love. Amen.